from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Top intelligence official says there's no doubt about it, the Russians did it. The top U.S. intelligence chief said he's more than convinced than ever that Russia used cyber attacks to meddle in last year's presidential election. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Intelligence Director James Clapper told senators the Obama administration's report on Russian cyber snooping will be issued next week and will leave no doubt about Moscow's intent to impact the November election.
This was a multifaceted campaign, so the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed, you know, classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John McCain, has labeled Russia's cyber attacks an act of war, but one the United States invited by letting its guard down. Donald Trump tweeted Thursday he is a big fan of U.S. intelligence, but the president-elect has questioned the need to receive classified briefings and repeatedly dismissed the intelligence community's conclusions on Russian hacking. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Russia has begun drawing down its military resources in Syria. Military Chief Valery Gerasimov said on Friday, in accordance with the decision of the Supreme Commander of the Russian Armed Forces, Vladimir Putin, the Russian Defense Ministry is beginning the reduction of the armed deployment to Syria. Moscow has been a key ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's devastating civil war. Police in Bangladesh say they've shot and killed two suspects in last year's brutal attack on a cafe in Dhaka. Islamic State had claimed responsibility for the attack, but officials said that the attackers were members of another group, Jamaat-ul-Mahahideen Bangladesh. Leaders of ethnically divided Cyprus will resume reunification talks on Monday after negotiations broke down last month. The Greek Cypriot and Turkish Cypriot leaders agreed to meet in Geneva to discuss the state of the negotiations and to exchange views on how to move forward in the interest of reaching a comprehensive settlement as soon as possible. Mike Eftou is a Greek Cypriot protester.
I really think that the solution is possible this time, and I would like very much to recognize the effort of the two leaders to get us this far.
The talks are aimed at drafting an agreement on how much territory each side will control. 1 billion people worldwide are affected by cardiovascular disease. A U.S. task force and a large international study conclude that people who don't have the disease but are at risk of getting it could benefit from taking a daily pill. VOA's Carol Pearson has more.
Dr. Douglas Owens is a task force member who reviewed the data on cardiovascular disease.
The risk factors for cardiovascular disease include high cholesterol, high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, and your age.
Family history is also a factor. To combat the disease, many doctors recommend taking a daily cholesterol-lowering drug called a statin.
A statin is a drug that helps reduce the production of cholesterol in the liver. It primarily works by lowering the LDL cholesterol, which is the so-called bad cholesterol.
The task force now recommends that adults aged 40 and older at risk for cardiovascular disease take a daily statin. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
More than 17 million people will die from diseases of the heart and blood vessels this year. Japan has temporarily recalled its ambassador to South Korea because of a statue. The statue is of a comfort woman. It was installed in front of the Japanese consulate in the South Korean city of Busan. Now, comfort women were women from across Asia who were forced to provide sex to Japanese soldiers during World War II. A Japanese official said Friday the placement of the statue was extremely regrettable. Toyota stock fell 2% in early trading today after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said on Twitter that the Japanese automaker faces a big border tax if it goes ahead with plans on a new plant in Mexico. In the meantime, Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga refrained from making a comment on the Trump tweet, but told reporters that Mr. Trump is a seasoned businessman and knows what is best for the industry. Toyota in Japan had no comments beyond what it released in the U.S., which did not directly address Mr. Trump's tweet. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.